I'm going for it!
Fred Weasley hissed down the table, his face lit with enthusiasm at the prospect of such glory and riches. He was not the only person who seemed to be visualizing himself as the Hogwarts champion. At every house table, Harry could see people either gazing raptly at Dumbledore or else whispering fervently to their neighbours. But then Dumbledore spoke again, and the hall quieted once more.
"Eager, though I know all of you will be to bring the Tri-Wizard Cup to Hogwarts," he said, "the heads of the participating schools, along with the Ministry of Magic, have agreed to impose an age restriction on contenders this year. Only students who are of age, that is to say 17 years or older, will be allowed to put forward their names for consideration. This..." Dumbledore raised his voice slightly, for several people had made noises of outrage at these words, and the Weasley twins were suddenly looking furious. "Is a measure we feel is necessary, given that the tournament tasks will still be difficult and dangerous, whatever precautions we take, and it is highly unlikely that students below 6th and 7th year will be able to cope with them. I will personally be ensuring that no underage student hoodwinks our impartial judge into making them Hogwarts champion."
His light blue eyes twinkled as they flickered over Fred's and George's mutinous faces.
"I therefore beg you not to waste your time submitting yourself if you are under 17. The delegations from Beauxbatons and Durmstrang will be arriving in October and remaining with us for the greater part of this year. I know that you will all extend every courtesy to our foreign guests while they are with us, and will give your wholehearted support to the Hogwarts champion when he or she is selected. And now it is late, and I know how important it is to you all to be alert and rested as you enter your lessons tomorrow morning. Bedtime! Chop, chop!"
Dumbledore sat down again and turned to talk to Mad-Eye Moody. There was a great scraping and banging as all the students got to their feet and swarmed toward the double doors into the entrance hall.
"They can't do that,"
said George Weasley, who had not joined the crowd moving toward the door, but was standing up and glaring at Dumbledore.
"We're 17 in April. Why can't we have a shot?"
"They're not stopping me entering,"
said Fred stubbornly, also scowling at the top table.
"The champions will get to do all sorts of stuff you'd never be allowed to do normally. And 1,000 galleons prize money?"
"Yeah,"
said Ron, a faraway look on his face.
"Yeah, 1,000 galleons.
Come on,"
said Hermione.
"We'll be the only ones left here if you don't move."
Harry, Ron, Hermione, Fred and George set off for the entrance hall, Fred and George debating the ways in which Dumbledore might stop those who were under 17 from entering the tournament.
"Who's this impartial judge who's going to decide who the champions are?" said Harry.
"Dunno," said Fred. "But it's them we'll have to fool. I reckon a couple of drops of aging potion might do it, George."
"Dumbledore knows you're not of age, though," said Ron.
"Yeah, but he's not the one who decides who the champion is he?"
said Fred shrewdly.
"Sounds to me like once this judge knows who wants to enter, he'll choose the best from each school, and never mind how old they are. Dumbledore's trying to stop us giving our names."
"People have died, though," said Hermione in a worried voice as they walked through a door concealed behind a tapestry and started up another narrower staircase.
"Yeah," said Fred airily, "but that was years ago, wasn't it?
Anyway, where's the fun without a bit of risk? Hey, Ron, what if we find out how to get round Dumbledore? Fancy entering?"
"What do you reckon?"
Ron asked Harry.
"Be cool to enter, wouldn't it? But I suppose they might want someone older. Dunno if we've learnt enough."
"I definitely haven't,"
came Neville's gloomy voice from behind Fred and George.
"I expect my gran'd want me to try, though. She's always going on about how I should be upholding the family honour. I'll just have to..." "Whoops!"